tell a lot of niggas, man, especially like novice niggas, young niggas, man. You know, I know a lot of y'all niggas gonna have your roster. And that's, you know, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got your roster. Most of the shit that you niggas go through and most of the losses that you took was from bitches in they prime. You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at this like boxing. Every day that you're training, you're not going to be fighting Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? You have to train so you can get to the Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? But if you, every time you go to the gym, there's nothing but, you know what I'm saying, golden glove champions, and you're just fighting them every goddamn day, that's not going to get you, that's not going to strengthen you. It's only just going to beat you down. And most of the niggas, you know what I'm saying, who discovered the red pill, you got beat down by a bitch in her prime. That's when the bitch is feeling themselves the fucking most. So you didn't really get to explore because you was pretty much just, you know what I'm saying, man, I got a bad bitch, you know what I'm saying? And she knew she was a bad bitch, so the bitch is just, you know, she flexing her move, flexing her move, flexing her move. You didn't have enough bitches under your belt.
Facts.
Enough experience to know what I'm saying, to be able to walk away.
Facts.
And how to treat a bitch and knowing how to break a bitch conversation down before she say it, you already know what she's gonna say. You don't know that. And I'm telling you, single moms are the best punching bags and sparring partners you could ever have as a young nigga in this game.
Man, you gotta watch these women nowadays. Hey, fellas, look. If you think your girl ain't out here doing no shit, man, you be surprised, nigga. You never know what she be a part of. Man, these bitches like to get gangbanged. These bitches like to do all type of shit. Yeah, nigga, your bitch too, nigga. Your bitch too. You better recognize. Man, these women ain't about shit nowadays, nigga. I don't put shit past no bitch. But this nigga MK about to give y'all a lesson about that shit. Let's get to the shenanigans, nigga. These bitches ain't shit. Let's get it.
Oh, nigga, I'm gonna say this shit with you, this shit, nigga. Word on the street. They said that nigga OJ slipped up to his chauffeur and told him the night that nigga fucked that nigga Robert Kardashian wife, the mother. He said they was in a hot tub, right? And Rob and Nicole, they got out and it was just OJ and old girl, right? The mother. What's her name?
They said, let's go and kick it.
Yeah, that nigga OJ had them
kick it where they kicked it.
Nigga, OJ being OJ, nigga. OJ being OJ, nigga. They in the jacuzzi. They got the wet ass ABA basketball trunks on and shit, right? The short shorts. He said that nigga stood up in front of her, nigga, pulled his joint down, nigga. He said that bitch eyes got Garfield status, nigga. She wanna observe that shit like she had an exhibit, nigga, like a natural history museum, nigga. She was observing that nigga Johnson, nigga. He said, that nigga OJ said, nigga. That nigga, a baby arm, nigga. That nigga OJ said, nigga, I fucked that bitch till I broke that bitch.
Now, the Wingman Chronicles has obtained actual audio from when O.J. Simpson was plugging out Kris Jenner. Let's listen.
Hello? shit.
Ma'am. Oh. Yes, ma'am. You hear that?
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am. You need that pussy open.
Oh, yes.
All right, man, how y'all doing? Woo!
Roll it up, you let me roll it up.
Here we go, nigga. Put fire up on spliff. I'm gonna come out the gate with the comedy. I'm no comedian, but fuck it. Let's try this shit. I'm just being myself. Confession time. It's confession time. We'll dig deep with this one, right? To give y'all a confession. Tell y'all some truth. You ready? I love hood rats. God damn. I said it, man. Fucking love hood rat bitches. Hood rat bitches with tattoos, a gang writing on their titties, right? On their ass. You know what set they from, right? They very fucking dangerous. But let me let you know something about a hood rat bitch, boy. There's two things that stands out. Listen to me. She'll let you fuck her any kind of goddamn way. And my dick likes that. Yeah, she'll let you bang her shit any kind of goddamn way. And she got some Omega Supreme Vicious. Ooh, you thought that name was Jawbone. Oh, man. This bitch Frankenstein, she got bolts in her neck and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? She got that new head, nigga, that new head. Yeah, that new head. You know that new head. That new head that these modern bitches, they show out and shit. They only give it to ball players, rappers. They only give them that treatment. Nah, nigga, a hood rat bitch, boy. Woo-woo! So that's why you keep the hood rat, nigga, because her head game immaculate, nigga. That bitch like face fucking, nigga. You keeping her, nigga. That's a Uno card in your hand, nigga. You keeping her, nigga. That's my motherfucking wild card right there. I'm keeping that shit. Keeping that draw four, right? Listen to me, man. Yeah, man. Hood rats, man. Hood rats, man. They want cheese too, right? You know, sometimes I've been in situations where I had to, you know, pass the margin because, like, a farmer's market and shit. I need a bargain. Shit, two dubs. Now, niggas, stop. Pause. You gonna be like, how that bitch was looking. Very fucking fuckable. Two dubs, nigga. We negotiated we financed that price. For this coochie we about to obtain right now, two dubs, nigga. You can't afford that, nigga. You need to just unsubscribe to this shit. Stop listening to this shit right now, please. 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 Any little funny-ass motherfucking remark type shit. Like, oh, $40, do you just shut up, nigga. We getting a bargain here, nigga. It should be for free. But we got a coochie coupon for $40 discount and shit, right? That she is getting today. Right? Cause these women right now, they fucking selling coochie like slaves. Yeah, nigga. The coochie like slaves. They selling it, yeah. The sha na 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 get jiggy with it, the coochie like slaves, nigga. Yeah. Here, sir, do my bidding and shit. Cause there's some frustrated niggas out here and shit. And I'm one of them, nigga. Man, I tell you. I tell you, man. Love ghetto hood rat bitches, nigga. But that ain't what I, like, chase after. You know what I'm saying? When we looking at elegance and shit in a woman, it's just how to acquire some hood rat bitches, and I tell you, the pussy is real good, nigga. The pussy be real good. Nigga, that's why nigga, they letting you fuck raw. I'm keeping it a billion with my goddamn audience, nigga. You gotta be careful. Gotta be careful throwing your dick up on that goddamn crap table and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Them bus stop bitches say that there's a whole lot of chlamydia and gonorrhea going around and shit. But nigga, man, but hood rat bitch, let you go a peek inside, nigga. That shit be tempting, nigga. You know you done fucked her with the rubber, nigga, probably like 5 damn times. And it's like, nigga, fuck that. You a regular now. Yeah. A wise woman told me something. I was late night going to work, jacking the crack, drive through, you know what I'm saying? It was crackhead hour, right? Crackhead hour. And she left some condiments. Well, she needed some condiments, my bad, right? And she came to the window. Yes, she's looking smashable. Hell yeah. It threw me off guard. But what threw me off guard, was, you know, the conversation that me and her had, I guess maybe her son or something, you know, got one of these damn hood rat bitches pregnant. Right? And she spoke some wisdom to me that I'm going to share with my audience. I'm going to share with you, right? She was like, you know what the problem with you niggas is? I said, what? She said, y'all niggas ain't nothing in this bitch's face. Now, I didn't know if she was trying to advertise that to me. Because that was the first thing I was thinking. I was like, Janine, we got one. God damn, boy. I tell you, man, it's just like the life of a man. A nigga couldn't even be thinking about some damn coochie. And look, it's right here, nigga. Shit, nigga. Man, it took everything in my goddamn. I was a dragon with the goddamn ball and chain, nigga. Locked up in the Game of Thrones dungeon. Let me motherfucking loose. Nigga had to have motherfucking restraint. Oh, don't tell me some subliminal shit about the most important thing that I like about fucking. Hell yeah, let me shoot it in your face. So I'm sharing that with you fellas, right? Stop saying to do it, nigga. Just do it, nigga. Nike it. Just do it. Because then you know where your nut at, right? Because y'all niggas be shooting up the club. Y'all niggas be tearing the club up. Shoot the club up. Like, nah, nigga. Fuck that, homie. Nigga ain't doing that. Cream pie? You better take your ass to Vons and shit, get you a cake, bitch. Cream pie? Nigga, we ain't doing that, nigga. That's stupidity, nigga. Nigga, we know exactly what that fucking means, nigga, when you up in there. That's it. The only kids I ever had is me going, up in there, nigga. Only got 2. So that means a whole lot of what? What? The pull-out game immaculate, nigga. On your face. Hey, it sound fucked up, but trust me, them bitches like it, nigga. You'll be surprised, nigga. This nut in your motherfucking face. Oh, man.
We'll be right back. get your tickets.
What we gonna do?
Everybody got to stand in line.
What you say? I ain't gonna show your face. What you say you did?
I wasn't in college, but the other dudes were in college, and it was 20 of.
At least she kept it real and didn't say she was in college.
Them in the room, and they were all from the Bahamas, from the same location.
So that was for the Bahamas, and you knew what was going on. They gave you confirmation.
Oh.
Let's get it.
And I fucked every last one of them. You fucked
20 dudes?
Yes.
20 dudes at one time?
Yeah, at one time.
At one fucking time. That pussy. That pussy's right. Okay, so did you nut like a lot of time, or did, or like it was?
I was on my back, I was on my knees, I was standing up, and then I had some sitting down, and I was bouncing my ass like while my back was turned. I rolled, you know, got on top, bounced up and down. It was all the ass smacking around. It was one ugly ass dude that tried to come in, and he thought that he was because he got butt ass naked. And I said, get out the room. You cannot be in here. No. But everybody else, cool.
Well, that nigga's like, that's gonna throw your car while you in it.
New documentary.
And guess what the thing is? My pussy is.
All right, man.
Pussy is still. 20 niggas. You heard it there. Right? You can have an old lady and book these hoes, they're for everybody. You can have an old lady and book these hoes, they're for everybody. And,
that's me, pleased to meet you. I still want to say my name. Don't you believe in this way? Don't you want to play my game? I'm looking for a man to love me. I can never be loved before. I'm looking for a man to love you anywhere.
The Wingman Chronicle. When we deliver that shit like dominoes, cause your motherfucking mama knows, nigga. If there's a war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes, nigga. Now OJ getting in trouble cause the driver talking and shit.
Done drove him to the fuck spot.
God. Driver must have asked him, hey nigga. And he said that kind of like made that nigga Bruce turn crazy like that, nigga. I think that was his bitch. Yeah, they were saying that Robert Kardashian was next to OJ at the trial, and that nigga got off. That's why he was looking perplexed, because they said that nigga wanted that nigga to go to jail because of that shit.
Oh, the hot tub.
Yeah, the hot tub. There you go. Hot tub. And OJ gave her the toothbrush, nigga. OJ said, nigga, you don't leave your bitch around me. Shit, I run this shit for Avis. Hey, nigga, you got a nigga. Yeah. Look. You a famous black man, like these bitches ain't gonna be one. Nigga, that nigga stood up. I give OJ his credit though. He a habitual whip his dick out of her like myself, nigga. That nigga was like, nigga, fuck it. This drink, I feeling this drink, nigga.
This bitch hanging around.
I've been twiddling thumbs and shit. See why she really here.
Like she go put on the shelf.
Nigga, come on, fish, bitch. Nigga, I got a worm for you and shit. I got a goddamn anaconda. He said that bitch eyes was like she ain't never seen a dick like that before. Girl went wild.
Oh, shit!
orders.
Oh, shit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You hear that?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You leave that pussy over.
Oh, yes.
You big old young bitch. Big old young bitch.
For my kid.
Real kid.
Yeah, you owe me that.
Ain't that with that daddy?
That's not boyfriend.
No, that is.
Oh my God. So that's so go ahead and bring another steak
and see what just happened? She felt embarrassed because the waitress was like, because homeboy was keeping it real.
Potatoes. Okay.
No, nah, don't bring no potatoes.
Sesame seeds.
No, bring a check. I'm paying for my meal and your meal. I'm not paying
and
for your
kid's
meal. No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not paying for that kid's meal. No, no.
So, you don't think you owe me after having me wait an hour and a half?
I told you I owe you. I owe you when I take you out.
Okay,
again.
And so you're going to pay for my kid's.
Fellas, women be late all the time, especially the women that got kids. They got to find a babysitter. Nigga, shit, you'll hook up some shit with her on Friday, and you won't hear from her till Sunday. Oh, my kid, I couldn't find no babysitter. I couldn't find no kid, no babysitter. So she said, fuck it. Since you got to laugh kiki out of me, I'm going to sock it to your pockets. And that's some vindictive ass shit. Let's listen to some more.
No, I'm not doing that.
Can you please go ahead and
I'm not doing that. Okay. No. Hold on, beautiful. Hold on. Don't do that.
Why are you not doing that?
That nigga said, hold up, beautiful. Like bright. You know, I'm a sucker for red bones. That homeboy right here, a sucker for red bones too.
What's your name, Kier? Why should I do that, Kier?
Because you sitting right here on the date.
I was late to the date.
You bring two orders.
But I said, why would I get her kids food? Why would I get her kids some food?
Because
they with their daddy.
She was right here.
Their daddy should be feeding them.
She was waiting.
You say you ordered a steak for your son? How old is he?
He ate
eating steak. He eating the same thing I eat. Nah, hell.
Nigga, that's steak for a baby daddy, nigga.
Oh, hell no, I'm straight. I'm cool. Don't put that on my bill. Don't put that on me.
Make sure
you see this, fellas. She'll let you fuck, but she'll go get her baby daddy some motherfucking steak with A1 sauce and shit.
Put aside A1 sauce as well. He paying for all of this today.
I'm not paying for all that. No, I'm not paying for all that.
Yes, you are.
You're going to get her fired up in here.
No, couldn't tell a nigga like me, because I turned into Mr. Okie Doke, and we know what that means.
No, I'm about to go back in the kitchen. You got me messed up. Now I'm about to hurt right now. No, for real. I'm telling her right now. No, you got messed up. I'm not paying for that. No, I'm not. I'm not paying for this food. I'm not paying for this.
She's sitting here
watching. Just because I was late. I'm not paying for this. No, I'm not doing that.
Now she's trying to throw the waitress in. What?
We already at Red Lobster.
I'm about to go back in the kitchen. I'm going back to the kitchen. No, I'm not paying for this.
Once again, ungrateful. This bitch up here sipping wine already, right? Like she a bad bitch, right? She gonna have to call her pops to come pick her ass up.
I'm about to leave. You gonna pay for my food and your food and what you just ordered in here. Nah, listen, I'm straight.
I haven't been here since I was 15.
Okay, I told you I owe you one. So I mean, I'll take you out again. Do something for you, but I'm not doing something for your kids. No, I ain't even met your kids.
I want you to make sure that my kids eat too.
Man, y'all see this, man? Look, I'm recording this. Look, y'all see this shit, bro?
I want to make sure that my kids eat too. You hear that, niggas?
I'm recording, bro. Time.
Hey, she went back to the kitchen. Hey, yo. Get her. Hey. Yo. Hey, yo. Hey, don't put that order in. Hey, don't put that order in. That made my kids. Don't put that order in. Don't put that order in. That made my kids. For real, like, I'm about to give me my check. I want just my check with my No, I'm saying I want my check. Okay, don't put your kids on my bill. Them ain't my kids. No, I'm saying. Them ain't my kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put a bill on me. Them ain't my kids.
Nigga, why you still here? But guess what? We about to start with the motherfucking Chronicles. Here we go. Going through the same thing. Here we go again.
Numbering them, we also know the statistics around.
Most women outnumber their men. Like, you bitches are saying dumb shit. Even if the playing field was equal with men and women, most of these niggas still wouldn't want y'all once they got their shit together. Tell me I'm lying. Let's say we had an equal number of black men and black women. Most of these black men, they don't want you, especially once they get their shit together. See, black women, you say you want a man with his shit together, but the only reason why he's dealing with you because his shit is not together. See, black women, your biggest nightmare is a black man with his shit together that has options. That's your biggest fear, because a black man with options don't want you no more. Why do you think black women say when black men get money, they don't want us no more? They get white women. He didn't want you when he was broke. He just tolerated you. Now that he has money, he don't have to tolerate you no more. Let me say that again so it can sink in.
Say it again.
Hit the like button, man, and show some love to the show. It's good for the algorithm.
Nigga, once a black man get his shit together, hey, I told y'all a relationship is about tolerance, nigga. Try to tell you. Two people, they're in a healthy relationship. You might think it's healthy, right? On the outside, but the reason they're together, the reason they're coagulated together is because they tolerate each other, nigga.
Those black men that y'all deal with, when they get on their feet, they don't want y'all no more.
Facts.
You better be glad that nigga ain't got no money, because the moment he does get money, what? He's not fucking with you no more.
Not fucking with you no
and
more.
I think black women understand that. The more money that black men make, the less black men will fuck with black women. Somebody tell me I'm lying.
That's why they get a jailhouse, nigga, because they're like, whew, I can fix and build this nigga up. You learn the hard way.
Let me say it again. The more successful black men become, the less they're gonna fuck with black women. Facts. So you better be glad that a lot of these niggas are broke. Cause that's the only reason why he's dealing with you, because he is broke. Give him some money. He ain't fucking with you no more.
Look, man. Some funny shit that I should speak about that's just funny though. It's like, with two niggas that know each other fucking with the same bitch, and they both got somebody at home. It's a perplex. It's funny as a motherfucker, right? Now, dude A is like, hey, look, I'm chilling with my bitch. I can't fuck with you and shit, right? So the broad is like, well, oh, I met dude B, you know, and we kissed, and I'm just gonna fuck around with him. Why you handling your business? And I guess the bra is supposed to thought the nigga was gonna gump up and be like, no, baby, you can kick it with me and shit. I'll stop doing everything that I'm doing right now for you. And the dose of realism popped up, and he was like, I don't give a fuck what you do and shit like that. Long as you, here's the real deal, nigga, real deal. Nigga, I could tell, nigga, the influence of certain people, nigga. I could tell, nigga. The realization of, hey, I don't give a fuck what you do, bitch, long as you don't bring me no goddamn diseases, because that's how bitches do it. That's how bitches do it, nigga. Gotta do it like how the bitches do it, nigga. Right? He told her that shit. Bitch broke down, was like, so I'm just recreational use only? He was like, yep. Got him a birdie, man. Oh, that's what we call them. We call them birdies. Really, they're, you know what a birdie is? She's just a damn fuck, nigga, but she annoying as fuck, nigga. Nigga done downgraded to her, like, you know, on some, I need some stuff, substance status, nigga, to survive, nigga. Cause out here with these streets, with these freaks, we going through hard times, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't want jack-off nights, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. That's a snack pack, nigga. We gonna need a home-cooked meal around this bitch. Some bitch gonna have to give up some pussy. Word, right? Real shit. And I laughed, man. Like, the broad is actually, like, dick greedy and shit. Nigga got a nigga at home, nigga. A nigga here, a nigga there. She, man, she might as well just go ahead and get the goddamn game, baby. Man. Greedy. But a motherfucking sex and attention fiend, right? Now, dude, A, I don't know if that's her first nigga dick and shit, but dude B is a nigga, so that tells us both all that this ain't her first nigga dick. Nigga, that bitch got a lust for ND, nigga dick. Hey, dude, hey, you found one! Lucky motherfucker. Lucky. Nigga, do you know what's a memento, nigga? A nut, a head doctor, nut swaddler, dick gobbler? Nigga, you keep her around like the damn tire iron, nigga. Shit, don't be foolish. Nigga, don't be foolish, nigga. There ain't no mail that you want to throw away, nigga. You want to gotta keep on a hold on that. But, when you dealing with a birdie for that fuck, she is annoying as fuck. I know, man. Dude, they said, man, after I busted my nuts, I came back to my sisters. I know it. This is nigga shit. This is nigga shit, right? And I get it. I know about thirsty. We men, man. I tell you, we like some Masons and shit, right? I'm going to keep your secret. We men. It's okay, nigga. Go out there and get you some pussy, nigga. That shit is fucked up. Withholding, just like no interest and shit like that. Nigga, fuck all that shit. Nigga, we can keep the shit going. But hey, dude B is like, hey, we'll keep the family together, but I gotta get me some pussy on the side. Like some mashed potatoes, I gotta get me a bitch on the motherfucking side, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Man, fuck it, nigga. They got a Christian background, nigga. Like, hey, shit, I gotta do what I gotta do. I know I'm going to hell. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. As long as you don't bring home, give me no diseases and shit. You know what I'm saying? Bitch. While I'm listening to the conversation, I'm admired of the standard of, like, hey, look, you gotta tell her, nigga, like, and you either need to go a little bit further because, nigga, we know bitches will lie. Bitches will say they coochie clean, that coochie ain't clean, nigga. You go back to your damn woman and you got a situation and shit like that. It's not a case. I gotta stop fucking with you. Got too much to risk. For real. So, hey, nigga, I give dude A, and dude B, right? Dude B don't even have a fucking clue, like, about dude A. Nigga, they don't give, nigga, the broad is winning as an aspect of both of these niggas don't give a fuck about this bitch. She a birdie, nigga. Or dude A is like, well, nigga, fuck it, nigga. You love her, nigga. You do all that lovey-dovey shit. Dude B, you do all that lovey-dovey shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to keep the bitch around so she can gobble on my dick. You can do all that other shit, dude, be and shit, you know, do all that romance and because I didn't want to do that shit anyway. Dude, A, like I got this bitch dickmatized and shit, nigga. But then when they said that, you know, she said, oh, me and dude B was kissing. I laughed because I knew dude A was already, nigga, you know what I'm saying? He was using her mouth. He was using that mouth. It was up in that mouth, right? And I was like, that dude kissing her. I was like, you all nasty bitch. You a nasty bitch. But guess what? I tell you about these hoes. I tell you about these motherfucking hoes, nigga. So that right there made me laugh. So I got to give dude A his motherfucking goddamn credit, nigga. That nigga up here control his hoe. Yeah, that bitch hard-headed, though, and shit. You know what I'm saying? She a little mad problem and shit. But dude, that's what dude B is there for, though. Dude B did come in there and he alleviate all that stress and shit on me. Hell yeah. You know what? I think I'm a dude A and shit, because that's how I feel, nigga. Like, hey, nigga, dude B, you do all that homework, nigga. Do all that cater that bitch and all that shit, lovey-dovey, nigga. I don't give a fuck about that shit. What makes me happy, nigga, is that mouth, nigga. That, you know, you can, nigga, we are so extreme with it, team, dude A. We are so extreme with it. We was like, nigga, look, it's fair deal, nigga. Give me the mouth, nigga. You can keep the coochie. Real shit. You can keep the coochie, nigga. You can have the coochie, nigga. Shit, nigga. Give me the motherfucking mouth, nigga. Tell me I'm lying, nigga. Breeza, stop laughing, nigga. Tell me I'm lying, nigga. Any nigga up on here listening to me right now, nigga, that pussy, you can keep that, nigga. We want to try out that mouth. Nigga, we want to peel up the block in that mouth, nigga. We want to get to some fucking face fucking and toothbrushing. Woo, shit, man. Shit, thinking about that shit made me want some of that shit right now. Shit, nigga, tell y'all, I ain't never lied, man. I want to give a shout out, man, to Mujahid 72, man. Big Moo. Man, his phone got stolen. And one thing I know about Moo is he likes to get in contact with all of the brothers and make sure we're having a good morning by sending us some bitches with big old fucking ass. Man, them are asses. I'm talking about like bootylicious, nigga, like... man, nigga, that's a thick ass lady. You know what I'm saying? He like him thick like that. I was like, God damn! Oh, she's a brick. Ow! She's mighty. She letting it all hang out. Like, God damn, who the fuck is this? Is this bitch on Instagram? Lady stack, and that's a fact. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That nigga said he like the titties. They like the helicopters and shit. Oh, shit, nigga. God damn, man. Let's get it, man. The Wingman Chronicles, man. I'm your host, MK Specs, man. When we deliver this shit like dominoes, cause your motherfucking mama knows. And what she know, man? She know that there's a motherfucking war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Wingman Chronicles, nigga. Anything less would be uncivilized.
Woo, baby!
Tell you, boy. I've been saying it. We've been saying it. I mean, you can't put shit past no bitch.
Do you know who I am?
You don't know who these bitches are, man. See? You better pay attention, niggas. Better pay attention, niggas.
I'm really rich.
Shit. These bitches be lying. These bitches be lying.
It's a huge problem.
Yep. But let's get back to the ignorance.
Come on, man. I ain't mean that. Straight up. Ain't no poor ass not like that. But come on. We gotta do better, ladies.
We gotta do better, ladies. I wanted to stop it right there because we about to use good old nigga science. Let's put fire up on the spliff. Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles, where we deliver it like dominoes, cause your motherfucking mama knows.
Ooh yeah. Roll it up, you know what I mean? Roll it up.
I told y'all the time, man, with this chick, she promised me the skids, and we went out, and I had to ghost her for my freedom. I had to turn into Casper. Well, here's the scenario. A brother is out, and fuck it. Let's get it.
Yeah. Hey, mama. Yeah, I'm about to eat right now, mama. Yeah, we got a little restaurant. Yeah, the girl I was telling you about from Instagram that I met, it's Nia.
This nigga got the phone and he said he talking to his mama. Bro ain't talking to his mama. He giving us some content. Did you catch it in the beginning? You gotta do better, ladies. Uh-oh. Seems to me it's about to be some shit that's about to pop off here. We gonna watch it. Let's get it.
What's up, nigga? Yeah, this is the kids, right? Y'all say hi, kids.
Hi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is little Kayla. She's 5. That's Timmy. He's 7. And this is Sheree. She's 17. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, she brought all them damn kids out. Damn. We got to do better, ladies.
So what you going to be doing later, mama? All right. Well, let me just give you a call back later, then. Mm-hmm. How the food is, kids?
Good.
It's good? Look like your food good. You eating a whole lot over there. What's up, mama? What about you? How you feeling?
Everything is good.
I think y'all gonna get something to eat to go? Come on, now. I got it. I can handle it. Let's just make sure they eat enough food. They good.
Uh-oh, nigga.
I think the brother is like,
hell no.
I think he's about to do a hell no. Let's get it.
I don't know.
Yeah, good enough. Y'all, let me see y'all filling y'all plate up, all right? Yeah, so when you get your one, make sure you get me one too, so we can feel me. I got it. I'm going to have
it. Hold up. Bro said.
I don't know. I need to get a
sugar box
for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good enough. Y'all, make sure y'all fill y'all plate up, all right? Yeah, so when you get you one, make sure you get me one too, so we can feel me. I got it. I'm going to handle it.
All right.
Oh, do the Empire strike back? Do I detect the okie doke? Uh-oh. I detect the okie doke. I think the brother is going to be like,
hell no.
He's going to be like, hell no. Uh-oh. Bitch about to learn a lesson.
Let me run to the car real quick. Let me go grab my wallet. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. He said, let me go. Oh, you heard that? Oh, you heard that, man. You heard that? The brother is like,
hell no.
He's like, hell no.
Good enough. Y'all make sure y'all fill y'all plate up, all right? Yeah, so when you get you one, make sure you get me one too, so we can feel me. I got it. I'm going to handle it.
All right.
Let me run to the car real quick. Let me go grab my wallet. I'll all be right back.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know we ain't. Damn. Looks like dude did a dine and dash. Now, that's crazy.
Nah, nigga. That ain't a dine and dash. He did a.
Hell no.
He did a hell no. He did a hell fucking no. And guess what? I done did many of them.
Hell no.
So what? Get mad. You wouldn't believe the money that I saved on my insurance switching it to Geico. All right? But we ain't bad chronicles, man. Because over here, we'll do a
hell no.
Quick, fast, and a hurry.